Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining me. My name is Rita Moore, and I am a psychic medium connecting with those who have passed over. I'm going to do my best to keep the readings between 5 and 10 minutes in length, and I will only be doing mediumship readings, that is, connecting with those who have passed over. If you have any questions regarding love, relationships, finances, we have many wonderful psychics out there. We have many wonderful psychics here on BBS. So please avail yourself of their services. And last but certainly not least, I am not legally able to answer medical questions. However, with that said, we can certainly have an open forum regarding anything psychic, spiritual, paranormal. We'll just open it for, discussion. So just relax, enjoy yourself, grab your favorite beverage, and just let's take a nice deep cleansing breath. Know that you are in a safe and loving environment, as universal love enfolds us, universal wisdom inspires us, universal spirit enlightens us, and universal power encircles us. We are one with our source. So tonight I'd like to say hi to my friends and family in Texas and my New York connection. I hope you guys are listening. And as we enter a whole new area of change in our political scene, I would like to say that my heartfelt blessings go out to our new president-elect. He certainly has his hands full and will have a job. I can guarantee you that. And so may God's hands be on him. And I also like to say a special thank you to our soldiers overseas. So many times they kind of get lost in the shuffle of everyday life. We appreciate you guys. We love you. And hopefully you'll be home soon. So with that said, let's get on with the show. And please feel free to call in. One of the things that I would like to discuss tonight is psychic empathic traits. The reason why I say this is because sometimes these things can spill over into everyday life. Having psychic empathic abilities can be very challenging, sometimes even physically painful. Now, the definition of empathic understanding is to be able to feel what another person feels, sometimes both emotionally and physically. And even under normal circumstances, having psychic traits, empathic traits, can be very confusing and difficult to manage or understand. But in times of sometimes global chaos and emotional tidal waves that rip through the collective consciousness, these feelings can be utterly overwhelming. This is why an empath can feel anxiety at times. So now, in light of that, let me tell you some of the characteristics of empathic abilities. You may or may not identify with them. Some of them, include being moody or having mood swings for no apparent reason. Most of this is because empaths do pick up on the energies and emotions from other people, places, animals, and even the things around them. An empath can be feeling fine one moment, then suddenly become depressed or sad or angry, or even develop physical pain or headaches out of the blue. Many empaths can feel as if they're literally going crazy, especially empathic children, who do not understand what they are feeling or why they are even feeling that way. So first, ask yourself, is this mine? If the answer is no, then try to determine when and where it started and who or what was around you at that time. Now, some other of these characteristics of an empath can involve extreme shyness, avoidance of public places, overweight, especially in children. These are all ways to try and shield and protect oneself from the psychic abilities of being empathic. They absorb and take on the feelings and symptoms of others just by being near them or even by just speaking with them on the phone, which is why an empath feels anxiety when faced with crowds of people. There are also different levels of the empath. there is psychometry. This is the empathic ability to receive energy, information, and impressions from objects, photographs, or places. Telepathy. This is the ability to read people's thoughts. Mediumship. This is the ability to feel the presence and energy of spirit. There's physical healing. The empathic ability to feel other people's physical symptoms in your own body, and often the ability to heal and transform or transmute them. And I will continue with these traits. We'll go to our first call. Hi, this is Rita. How can I help you?
Hi, Rita. This is Melissa from New York. How are you?
Hello, Melissa. It's so good to hear your voice. How are you doing this evening?
Good, thank you.
What can I do for you tonight, honey?
Well, Rita, I was calling because I have a question to you about my mother-in-law.
Okay.
As you know, my mother-in-law has passed, and on or about Christmas time, my daughter was looking at a picture of my mother-in-law and said that she knew her, that she'd seen her. My daughter was born after she passed.
Right.
And I said to her, "You don't know her." You know, she said, "I love her." I said, "Mommy, it's nice to love her, but you don't know her." She said, "Yes, I do. Don't you remember you opened the door for her the other day?" And I was like, I wanted to run out of my house because I was like, okay. And, you know, I was like, no, but you've never seen her. And she insisted that I've opened the door for her. And she was very nice to her. Is she seeing my mother-in-law?
Your mother-in-law is definitely around her. And also, there is almost what I would consider a psychic bond between the two of them. Children have a wonderful ability to just freely communicate with spirit. And I feel that your mother-in-law communicates with her quite often, but not in what I would call an invasive way.
Mm-hmm.
I just get a sense that she senses your mother's presence or your mother-in-law's presence as something very safe, very nurturing, very loving, which she was when she was in physical form here on Earth. So I do get a sense that your daughter does talk to her, communicate, and also, in a sense, what I would call dialogue, ask questions of her. And she does get answers from your mother-in-law, and your mother-in-law is almost what she is not your guardian angel, but she acts like that, if that makes sense. And I also feel, is something coming up in May that's important to her?
My daughter's birthday is in May.
Okay. That's when I'm getting something around May. So that's just kind of a validation that, yes, she is in communication with your daughter. And this communication will continue at the very minimum until your daughter is in her teens. Then I feel a little bit of a shift. She'll always be around. That's her choice, your mother-in-law's choice. She'll always be around and always be there to watch over, just as she was a very nurturing individual. And I also get a sense that as your daughter gets older, she will keep the connection going. I see a little bit of a sketchy energy during the teen years when she starts getting a little bit more interested in boys. But even with that, it's not going to really change it a whole lot. Your daughter will have your mother-in-law around for as long as she chooses, as they're both in agreement with this. Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was losing her mind.
What was that, honey?
I said I thought she was losing her mind. I'm like,
No. Not at all.
I even thought she probably confused her with somebody else, and I kept showing her the picture. And she kept reaffirming, "This is who you opened the door for." And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember opening the door, but okay.
Well, you know, it could also be kind of, I know it may be literal, but they don't really have to worry about doors, so to speak. But I think that the way your daughter sees her is very pronounced. And don't forget, younger children do not have the ego to deal with as adults do. So their mind is really open and very receptive to these kind of energies. And and your daughter has a natural ability anyway. Mm-hmm. She's going to be very intuitive as she gets older. She'll go with a gut reaction. It's like she just knows that she knows. And this will be more and more experienced and readily apparent as time goes on. And this will serve her well in her lifetime. So don't think that your daughter has lost her mind. She has not.
Great. Well, thanks, Rita.
Well, you're quite welcome, and have a beautiful evening, Melissa. Thank you for calling.
I wish you the same. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, back to our program. But thank you, Melissa. I just love to hear when children start displaying their psychic abilities, and it's just a wonderful thing. As long as it's nurtured and not tabooed, that creates a whole realm of problems. In any event, so we talked about physical healing. Now we go to emotional healing, the empathic ability to feel another person's emotions. Empathics can also communicate with animals. They can actually hear them, feel, and communicate with animals. They can communicate with nature and with plants. They can also read the energy of places, the land. And in other words, let's say, for instance, an earthquake is about to occur. Sometimes they get headaches or pain or anxiety when a natural disaster or some type of disaster is going to occur on the planet. They also have precognition. This is the empathic ability to feel when something important is about to happen. Sometimes this can be an inexplicable feeling of dread or doom. I know that when I was younger, the concept of death scared me, and therefore what had happened when someone was about to die, I would receive it as dread or gloom. Hi, this is Rita.
Hi, Rita. This is Janice calling from Houston.
Hello, how are you this evening?
I'm fine, thank you.
How can I help you, honey?
Rita, I am wanted to call you. I am getting some activity around my house.
Mm-hmm.
That I feel like it's not a bad energy. In fact, it seems to be advising me.
There's a male energy there. I can tell you that much. Very strong male energy. That's number one. Go ahead.
Okay.
There's also there is female energy around, but that's family members, like a grandmother or something like that. But I do not feel as if that is the one that's doing this. The one that's doing this is a male energy. And I also feel that your grandfather has passed, Janice.
Yes.
I want to lean more towards him. And I feel as if he's trying to advise you about something. Now, when I say that, let me put it this way. You may be on, at a point, at a juncture in your life to where you may be making a very important decision. And I believe that he's trying to get your attention and to listen to what he has to say. It's almost as if he's coming through as, okay, if you just calm your mind, you'll hear me. It's that kind of feeling. Now, I want you to understand also, even if you have never met your grandfather or great-grandfather in this physical existence, that does not mean that they are not aware of you, okay? Now, with that said, are you on the verge of an important decision, Janice?
Yes.
Okay. Because that is what I'm picking up from him. I also feel as if he's talking about the month of June. I almost feel as if you may have between now and the month of June to, how would you say, make a final decision. That doesn't mean that, let's say for argument's sake, you may have to come up with something by next week. I still don't feel a finalization of this decision until June. So if you're being pressured for any reason or whatever, pull back. Besides, Mercury is in retrograde, and I would not advise to make any major decisions until the end of this month. And because when Mercury goes in retrograde, for me, it's kind of going back, you know, dotting your I's, crossing your T's. Let's refine this. Let's look over. Is there something that I've missed? So does that make sense to you, Janice?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I don't know exactly what the question was. I don't think I gave you a chance to ask the question. What I would do, basically, I do, like I said, I do feel it's a grandfather, and I would just kind of quiet my mind in any way you feel is appropriate for you to do. And your answers can come in many ways. It could come through a commercial on a television set. It could come through music. You can walk outside and see a letter being formed in the trees. Just be sensitive to your surroundings, and your answer will come. And okay, he wants you to connect with the Bible. Now, I don't know what your religious preferences are, and I don't mean to be invasive about that. I'm just passing information to you of what he said. You will find your answer in the Bible, and it's just search, and you'll find it. And it'll make. And he said it's going to make all the sense in the world. And he's talking about Corinthians, okay?
Okay.
So I hope that gives you some kind of clarity.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like there's something here other than me.
There is.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's two or three there. There's your grandfather, there's a grandmother energy. The third energy is back. It's back and it's faint. I almost feel like it's someone that is either maybe close to your age or maybe a cousin or someone that has passed. It's a male energy. He could have passed years ago. But I also feel that he had what I would call an untimely death. And if that rings any bells to you, that's who's there. He is definitely a member of your family and one that could be, I feel he was related to you through maybe an aunt or something like that. It's someone who died years ago.
Okay. I'll have to go back. I don't have any aunts or uncles, so I don't know who that could be. So
yeah, he died when he was, I want to say, a teenager, and this can go back a while. So go back to your past and see if there was any nephews, any uncles, any cousins that met with an untimely death.
I did have a nephew to pass away, but he was 20. He was my sister's child.
And you said he was 20?
Yeah, he was in his 20s. He was out late 20s.
Was he small for his, like, age or?
No.
This person that I'm seeing is small for their age. Like, they're slight built. Okay? You're talking about your aunt's or your nephew, but I don't feel it's him. I'm not getting that at all. This person I'm feeling is more like a slender built, and I feel like he's, I would say, anywhere between 14 and 17. That's the kind of, you know, age group I get with him. And it could even be a distant cousin from out of state, but he's around because he's very curious about things. It's almost if you attract this kind of thing, which is, you know, not bad. It's just you're a light and they kind of gravitate towards you because this is not your first experience with this. I feel that you've had other experiences with the paranormal, and it's just that you're sensing, it seems like all of a sudden things were quiet. Now, all of a sudden, out of the blue, you're starting to sense their presence. And yes, they have recently come around. Has this happened within the last week or two, Janice?
Probably over the last month.
Month.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the reason why I'm saying a week or two, because I feel it's stronger. I feel the energy stronger there in this last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So,
it has been.
Yeah, it's more intense than it was. What they were, what you were feeling before was there. It's just that, you know, sometimes you can just fluff it off as, oh, well. But now it's gotten to the point where you can't do that any longer. You know, it's like, no, they're here. Who are they? I don't know, but they're here. But they're very loving energy, and the younger one is looking for some kind of guidance. You could just send him on to the light. Even I usually light a little white candle or a little white tea light. But there's your grandmother and a grandfather there, and they're just there to guide you and help you with this decision that you're making.
Okay, and my mom passed recently. I was hoping that maybe might
be. Who is she? Did your dad pass also?
Yes.
Okay. Because as soon as you said your mom, I seen like a husband with her, you know, that kind of feel, but more, you know. But she's very quiet. She's just, I see her. I know this is going to sound strange. I can see her with your dad, but I don't see her connecting with us, if that makes sense. In other words, she's in her own time, her own place, her own dimension, and she's fine. You will connect with her in dream time, and give it about another 2 to 3 weeks, and you're going to start really feeling her presence. But she's not. I don't feel her around you at this time. It's not her. It's your grandmother and your grandfather.
Okay.
She's out there, and she will come in, but it's going to be about 2 or 3 more weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But as far as she's concerned, she's with your dad.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really, really appreciate it. I was getting kind of worried.
No, everything is fine, sweetheart, and you will make the right decision, honey.
Thank you.
You will. Thank you for calling, Janice. Have
Thank
a beautiful
you.
Evening.
You too.
Bye-bye, honey. Well, thank you, Janice, for your time, and it's my pleasure always. In any event, going back to our empathic abilities, we had talked about when we feel a sense of dread that, you know, and like I told you, it was like when I was a child, there was this fear of death, so on and so forth. Little did I know I was being groomed for mediumship. And that's kind of scary when you're a little kid, but that's another story. There's also what they call claircognizance or just the knowing. This is the empathic ability to feel what needs to be done in any given circumstance. Often it's accompanied by a feeling of peace and calm, even in the midst of a crisis. And I have a little story about that. A couple of years ago, I was working in a place, and I won't tell you where. But in any event, there was a lot of elderly people around me, and basically it was just a little game room. And so I remember they were trying to rob the place, and we had gotten almost broken into, and it sounded as if somebody drove a Mack truck through the back door. They were trying to break in through the back door. And for about 5 seconds, I literally froze, and I thought to myself, I'm going to die. But all of a sudden, a very strong sense of peace, calm, and knowing came over me, and within the next 10 seconds, I had commandeered everybody, had everything secured, and everything was fine. So that's kind of like that calm in the midst of crisis. Hi, this is Rita. Who do I have on the line tonight?
Yes, hello, Rita. This is James.
I can barely hear you, honey. Can you speak a little bit louder?
Hello, Rita. This is James.
Okay, I got hi, Rita. This is... Now, give me it one more time.
Hello, Rita. This is James. I have a general question.
Okay, go right ahead.
On the other side, are we reunited with our pets, our loving pets that have gone before us?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes. Absolutely. You know, our little guys and gals, they have souls too, believe it or not. And they absolutely join us on the other side, and I've seen it many times. And even with my own mom, I remember when she was here with me, and I kept telling her, why do I see this little white dog around you all the time, you know? And she says, well, I had a little white dog when I was a little girl. And I said, well, was his name Snooky? And she said, yes. I said, well, Snooky's around you. So we absolutely do meet up. And especially, and you know, age has no difference. I don't care if you've lost a pet 40 years ago. There's really no such thing as what we consider time and space on the other side. So does that
thank
answer?
You so much, Rita.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for the opportunity. So, yes, absolutely, pets do join us on the other side. And there are so many things that I have had, I guess, what I would call the privilege of experiencing through the eyes of spirit. And so it just reaffirms the idea that although the body, we shed our body, the fact is that we continue on. And I'll say it 100 times, I do believe in my own personal belief system that heaven or our conception of heaven is totally subjective. I think what you'll expect and what you think heaven will be is exactly what you'll find. Hi, this is Rita. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Rita. My name is Trish, and I was wondering if you could give me a reading about my relationships.
About what, honey?
Relationships.
Well, what I'm doing tonight is just communicating with people that have passed over. I can do that for you.
Well, I have plenty of people over there, too.
Okay, well, let's see what we can... Now, you said your name was Chris?
Right.
Okay, Chris. I'm feeling a very strong female energy around you, like a mom. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm getting the number 5. Now, that could be 5 years. It could be the month of May. It could be 5 months ago. But I get a strong number of 5 around your mom.
My mom was born in May and died in May.
Okay. Well, there you go. That makes sense. She's been very connected with you lately, by the way, Chris, because what I'm getting from her is that there seems to be, and please forgive me because, you know, hopefully I am 100%, but if I'm not, then I'm not. But and I'm going to ask you a question. You certainly do not have to answer it. But have you been going through, like, a little bit of a depression or turmoil?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And almost like she's trying to, what I would consider, comfort you. She's trying so hard to reach out and just tell you it's going to be all right, but it's like your energy is you know, it's there's grief, there's heartache, okay? And so because of that, it's very difficult for her to break through to you. But she just wants you to know that even though she's not here physically, she's here in spirit, which, you know, it's not like this ethereal cloud. She has her mind, her will, her emotions, all of that is intact. And I also feel that she tries to touch your hand. Have you ever experienced, like sometimes if you're sitting down, maybe watching television, have you ever experienced like something go over your head or your hands? Because it's almost like she tries to caress you.
No, I can't say I have.
Okay. What, let me tell you what she's telling me. She wants you to know that regardless of what is going on in your life right now, you will see daylight this year, okay?
I'm sorry, what?
You will see daylight. In other words, you're going to start coming out of this problematic time in your life. Around March, it's going to continue. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. It's not like, oh, I just think I'll wake up and everything is gone. I don't get that, but it will be a progression, and this will continue. And by March, you're going to be in a more, what I call, emotional stable place. Okay, Chris?
Yep.
There also is maybe change for you in the area of either or, and I'll throw in and, either job or relocation or both. So there's going to be a lot of change this year. It's going to start in March, but it's going to be very positive change. And it's almost like a collective sigh of relief saying, well, it's about time.
That makes a lot of sense.
Well, like I said, I'm the messenger. So it doesn't make sense to me, but I learned a long time ago, don't hold back. Just tell them what they're telling me. And some crazy things have come through, Chris, and I don't want to say it sometimes, but like I said, that's my job. And she wants you to know, one more thing, yes, you will find love.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, I don't mean to say that you may be married, I don't know, but I don't know that. Honestly, I'm not picking up on that. But you will find love, and that's, you know, and she's there for you. And she's, you know, and when you talk to her, whether it's in your mind or out loud when nobody you think is around, she is listening and she knows. Also, has her anniversary or something been recent?
September.
September, okay. Did you go to a gravesite or something or honor her in some way in regards to the anniversary?
No.
Because she keeps showing me flowers.
Well, I'm the only one that goes to the grave with flowers and keeps them up to
date. Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. Because I'm just getting this feeling like she's showing me some, you know, the gravesite, the flowers, and that's, you know, why I had to question that to validate it for myself. In other words, what I'm getting from her is that she appreciates that very much. And it's almost like, even though you're doing an outward, how would you say, honoring of her life and the fact that she was your mom, she knows that you carry her in your heart. And she's
right.
Very grateful to you for many things. And she loves you.
Well, thank you. I just have one quick question. You said that I'm so blocked. How do you unblock to hear her?
Okay, say that again now.
I said you mentioned that I'm blocked and can't feel her presence. How do you unblock?
Okay, the easiest way, honestly, is to feel the love for your mother. Just empty your mind of whatever's going on in your life right now and just go into that space, center yourself, and just go fully, I would say, full-fledged into feeling the love that you have for your mom. And just sit in that, and then you'll start feeling her. That's what's going to blow open those channels, very simply.
Okay.
So, Chris, thank you so much for the opportunity tonight. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much for the reading.
You're quite welcome. Have a beautiful night, hon. Okay, so we're on a roll, guys. So, getting back to our empathic traits. A lot of times, psychic empathic traits not only involve the ability to receive energy, but it also involves the ability to heal in many cases. So for this reason, an empath and their life is best suited really to the healing arts. It could be in a field of healthcare, counseling, working with children, plants, or just healing in general. And healing can take many different creations. Energy healers, you know. So you just need to be determined as to which characteristics and levels of what resonates with you the most. When you have a positive outlook for the psychic abilities of being empathic, you can experience peace and fulfillment. And this allows you to overcome those overwhelming feelings of why an empath feels anxiety. And, you know, it's like this is the healer trying to heal herself, because I can tell you depression and anxiety are like my middle name. And we work with those energies so that I can do this. Hi, this is Rita. Welcome in. Hello.
Hi, Rita.
Hi.
I'd like to welcome you.
Well, thank
you. First time I've heard your show.
Who am I speaking with this evening?
You're speaking with Lorna.
Lorna. Oh, it's wonderful.
Lorna.
I am so glad. How can I help you, Lorna?
I don't know. You're giving readings, are you?
Yes, I communicate with loved ones who have passed over.
Okay. I'll just leave that up to you then, Rita.
What's that, sweetheart?
I'll leave that up to you. I've got many loved ones that have passed away.
Yeah. Did you lose a child, Lorna?
A child?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Who in your family has lost a child, like a son or a daughter?
I have a sister-in-law that lost a son.
Okay. The reason why I'm saying that is because, to be quite honest with you, Lorna, I get a very strong sense that you're pretty psychic yourself.
I am.
Yes. Yeah, you are. And I also feel, too, that this is not your first time at the rodeo with experiencing what can be considered psychic phenomena. You've had varied experiences in this. But you're also, in a sense, a channel, too. I'll pick up to see what I'm picking up around you, but I'm seeing this individual. You said your sister-in-law lost a son. I feel very strongly that he's around. I'm honestly not getting a time frame as to when he passed, but I will tell you this, deep down inside, this sister-in-law of yours is still deep in grief within her soul.
She never.
This is something that has literally left a hole in her. And, you know, I think the worst pain in the world is any parent to lose a child. I don't care how old a child is. When I refer to child, I mean parent-child relationship, not reference to age. And this has literally just taken the life out of her. And this son is desperately trying to get information to his mother that he's around, he's there, but she, you know, she's so steeped in this grief. And, you know, who are we to say, well, you know, this time has passed, live your life. You know, that's not for us to deal with. The only thing we can do is comfort her. And all I can tell you at this point, Lorna, is if you would do one thing for me, I would appreciate it. A lot of times in this business, there are those who, for whatever reason, which is perfectly fine, they either don't believe it or they're skeptical, or it may even go against their own personal religious preference. What I would suggest is that if you are at all in contact with this woman, I usually tell my clients, look, I've got a message for this person, but rather than be invasive, just tell them you had the dream about their loved one and that they told you this, and leave me out of it so that it doesn't cause any problems.
Right.
So if you do get in contact with this woman, just let me make a suggestion and say that you did have a dream, that he's fine, that he's around her, and he's very sad that his mother is so grief-stricken, but understandable. Did you know this man? Because the reason why I'm asking, I see music around him. Was there any, I don't know if you knew him personally, but I feel music, like in other words, maybe someone that either had a propensity towards playing an instrument or just loved music and was really into music, but I'm hearing sounds around him, like music. And so he's fine. He's just sticking very close to his mom. And
he was 6 days old.
I don't pick up on him being that young, so maybe it's not him. Who I'm picking up is older. This is older.
Oh, well, her mother lost a son as well. He was five.
Okay. And a little bit older, because I feel that this person was, like, more consciously aware than an infant, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Now, on your end of it, did you have a spouse that passed, Lorna?
Sorry, did I have a what?
A spouse or significant other that passed?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
I was left a widow. I won't feed you, but
yeah.
I was left a young widow at 28.
Wow.
I'm 52 now.
What's that, sweetheart?
I am 52 now. It was quite a while ago.
Yeah, but he never left your side.
No.
Mm-mm. He's been with you.
I have a son.
Yeah, he's been with you all this time. And he continues to stay around you. And unfortunately, I don't know, maybe that's a poor choice of words, but it was never quite the same with anyone after that, was it?
No.
I mean, it's not to say, I don't mean to imply that you didn't live in love. You know what I'm saying? It's just that there was always something missing.
Yeah.
You know, like no real closure. It's always the what ifs and what could have, would have happened. It's that kind of feeling with this. But this man was, you know, unless I'm seriously mistaken, he was truly the love of your life.
He was my first love.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no closure, and there were a lot of ifs, Rita, because he took his own life.
Let me ask you something. Did you lose someone from, like, either liver or pancreatic cancer problems?
My stepfather.
Okay. Because I feel like there was someone that passed with either pancreatic cancer or liver, and it could have been from, like, you know, just alcoholism or drinking or something, but I'm getting that energy around you, and I feel that he's, I don't feel like he stays around you, I don't get that, but he kind of, he's there in the peripheral, so to speak.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
That would be my stepfather, and he died of alcoholism, it was his liver.
Yeah, I can sense him very strongly. And let me see, you've got, there's a couple of females also that have passed over. And forgive me if I'm wrong, but I don't know if it's your mom or a grandmother, but they kind of go hand in hand, these two women. And
My grandmother and an aunt that raised me, she was a mother figure to me for quite a few years.
Who was the one that was kind of like standoffish? Stern.
Was, what? Sorry, I didn't hear the last three words.
You know when someone is like kind of standoffish or stern or not very...
Yes.
You know, like they're not a... They don't give you the warm, fuzzy kind of tuck me in at night. You know, they were
That was my Aunt Minnie. She never, ever hugged us or that.
Yeah.
But she would give us a wink.
Yeah. But you know,
she was a winker.
She was a good woman, though.
Oh, a very good woman.
Yeah, she was a good woman. I mean, she was not used to emoting, but she was a good person, you know what I'm saying? And she really did love you, and she really did have your best interest at heart. Because you were a bit of a rebel. You know, you were a bit
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't mean in a bad way. I mean in a way that strong-minded, strong-willed. It's
yes.
Just, you know, I know what I want, and this is it. You know,
yes.
That's okay.
That'd be me.
I can totally relate. Just ask my family.
Oh, yeah.
But
I was listening, Rita, and really awesome. I was listening on the headset, you know, on BBS before I called in. And. Awesome. I'm like, God, this woman sounds like me.
I know. We sound alike, don't we?
We do.
Now,
have you been asked if you're Sylvia Brown, by the way?
You know I look like her. Sort of.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of weird. It's like, I think me and her were sisters in another lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's one more thing. Are you a huge animal lover by any chance?
Yes.
Because you have lost at least two pets that are on the other side.
Yes, I have.
Very close to you.
Yes, two dogs.
Mm-hmm. They're still around you, by the way.
Yes.
Very close. You have, you can communicate with animals, but you know that, don't you, Lorna?
I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay, but they're very much around you. Did you ever have a black lab?
A black lab?
Or a dog that looks sort of like, I don't know what breed, but it's me.
No.
Where is the black lab from? I'm seeing a black lab here.
Black lab? Oh, years ago, he ran away.
Well, he's on the other side, though, now.
I figured he probably got hit by a car. And then my other little dog, Nike, we had just got him groomed. The day we got him groomed, you know,
mm-hmm.
he ran away, too.
Oh, bless his heart.
No,
I don't know about him, but I'm seeing that black lab around you pretty strongly, too. I think he was pretty sorry for running away. He's like, oops, I goofed.
Yes.
But in any event, Lorna, thank you so much for calling in. It's been a pleasure.
And likewise. And all the best, Rita.
Thank you so much. And I look forward to hearing from you again, Lorna.
Oh, you will be.
Well, I'm here.
Okay.
Take care,
sweetie.
You have a beautiful evening, hon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Lorna, for calling in. It's always a pleasure to speak with new people, new folks. That's what this is all about. And while I'm saying that, I have a website, RitaMoore.org. If you go to my website, on the homepage, there will be a link to BBS Radio. And if you buy a subscription, and I believe they start at around $1.95 and up, help support your radio so that I can continue doing this and that I can reach out. This is a wonderful venue by which I can reach people and they can reach me. And this is really what it's all about. Because so many people ask, well, I don't know what my life purpose is. Well, all I know is that I think at the very heart of it, we're here to help each other. We're here to literally be each other's brother and sister. So with that said, I will be back on February the 4th. We're going to change it up a little bit. On February the 4th, it'll be a Wednesday night instead of a Thursday. And I'll be on at, I believe it is 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern, and 5 o'clock Pacific, to all my California connections. And I'll be back February the 4th. So just mark it on your calendars. And we'll continue on. Now, let's go back to our empathic traits. Are you tired of hearing this? Then call me and let's change the subject. But in any event, meditation basically can be very helpful for anyone to just achieve that peaceful state of mind. And I think that anything productive has to start with a peaceful state of mind. To me, when you're creating out of chaos, chaos begets chaos. So before you make a decision, before you really, really want to make that giant leap, just get in that peaceful state. You know, there's so many different things out there today that really were not available to any of us years ago. Now we have them. We have relaxation tapes. We have visuals. We have anything that we really want, literally at our fingertips. So it just takes you. And this is even so much more important for those of us with psychic abilities that interfere with everyday life. We want to maintain a certain grounding and protection. And when I say protection, it's not so much, I think that's a poor choice of words. I guess the better word would be grounding and flow. Because you don't want, have you ever been what I would call energetically constipated? Yes, I said that word over the airwaves. Well, let me explain. It's like feeling stuck it's not being able to move forward, and sometimes it's almost an overwhelming feeling that literally kind of paralyzes us. And so it's sort of like the human body. We see something, we eat it, we digest it, it goes through its natural processes. Energy is no different. We take on the energy, regardless of whether we are psychic or not. We do flow in and out of each other's energy. But sometimes that energy can be almost like when you eat something that is poisonous to your system. It just tends to throw everything out of whack. Well, the same thing occurs with energy. When we take on certain energies that literally just keep us stuck, we have to go back and just say, is this mine? If it's not, then I send it back to whomever. But if it's mine, let me look at it. Let me take the responsibility for whatever's going on and just basically go from there. And for those of you who are really extremely sensitive, I would say start what I would call doing the rainbow effect. Just start layering rainbow of colors around you. Colors and music are what I call the healing modalities of the angels. And I personally believe in angels, not necessarily with wings, but I do believe in a higher vibrational energy, which is technically what I call angels. So there you go. Now, to those of you who require some healing of your mind, body, and spirit, I would just like to for you to enter into this protective circle of light and love and allow the divine light to come through me, and I send this healing to you. And I have to send it in Jesus' name because I am a firm believer in Jesus. And I have to say that for those of you who are not geared toward this, that's fine. Whoever you believe in, that's fine. But for me, that is the one that keeps my mind straight. And so in his name, I send you this healing with love and accept this white light of healing. Okay, so I hope this gives you some peace, and remember that the future is never set in stone, that we are not victims. We do have the gift of free will and the power to change. So we mustn't be afraid, even when it seems overwhelming, because I promise you that no matter what goes on, at the end of the day, you will still be standing, because that is really what we're made of. We're made of this, what I call this divine stuff. And even though we honor our human existence, there is that part of us that is divine and that is never ending, that is eternal. And we just keep opening our consciousness to ever-expanding wonders and awesomeness of the world around us. And sometimes when I get really bogged down and I start feeling sorry for myself and all the rest of it, some nights I just step outside, and I look up into a beautiful starry sky, and I think, what awesome creative intelligence has created this beautiful scenery. Imagine the power that created that, that had the wherewithal, the intelligence, to put each star in its place and hung that moon and that sun. The universe is truly an elegant organism. It really is. And so when you get down or you're feeling kind of out of the loop, you can never be truly out of the loop. You are a part of. There is nothing outside of this at all. Our minds may tell us that. We may sometimes feel what I call separation anxiety from our source, but the bottom line is there is no real separation. It's what we perceive it to be. So, I want you to all know that I love you, that I value each and every one of you, and that you are validated as a human being, as a person, that yes, you are loved, and you are most of all appreciated. For those of you who are in the workforce that never seem to get that pat on the back, I'm patting your back. I'm patting your back because I know what it's like to be at the receiving end of a non-appreciative person in charge. So even though these things that we go through every day seem to get to us, seem to try to break through and make us feel all negative about ourselves, it doesn't have to be that way. You have a mind, and you have the authority to choose. You have the power to choose. This is your inherent right, and use it and revel in it. Because the fact of the matter is, you, each and every one of you, are so much more, so very much more than we actually perceive ourselves to be. And my pastor calls us little godlings, and I just love that terminology. You're all little godlings, you know? So keep that in mind. So I invite you to ask any questions you may have before we wind up this time. And so I hope each and every one of you has a beautiful week ahead, or days ahead, however many we have out there left to this week, that's fine. And be kind to yourself. And I'm going to give you a little homework to do. Every day, I would love for each and every one of you to go ahead and write something down that's really great about yourself. Okay, it doesn't have to be great, just nice. How about nice? That'll work. And just write something nice about yourself and revel in that. So every time you get this negative sense, this lack of confidence, this lack of self-esteem, I want you to go back to what you know that's good about you. Forget the past. It's done. Future hasn't come yet. You're right here, right now, in this moment. This is what you want to maximize right now. And so because of that, if you practice that, something good about yourself, good things will start happening. It's just that law of attraction at work. And I feel very privileged to be doing what I do, and I hope that I've helped those of you who called in this evening. It's very rewarding for me, and believe me when I tell you, it is a discipline. It is a gift, but at the same time, it's like any other gift. You may have a natural ability to do something, but it does need to be honed and refined. What do you need to hone and refine in your life? What positive thing are you going to do for yourself this week? I want to know. And I'll be back on February the 4th, and I want to know how everyone is doing, because, yes, I do care, believe it or not. And so take care of yourselves. And in the meantime, I think we're almost just about out of time here. So let's just kick back and relax and go with the closing, nice closing meditation that basically says that I know we are one with the Source. I acknowledge this Source as being in the midst of me, and I am in the midst of it. I am grateful to this Source, knowing full well that it guides and directs my every thought, my every action, my every deed. This is a loving Source, a creative, intelligent Source that has no conception of fear, of judgment. It is total in and of itself. And as I move forward with each passing day, I readily accept and receive this love from the Source, knowing that it guides me. will say good night, and I love you guys, and I just want you to know that I'll be back here on February 4th, and just keep the calls coming through. So God bless you, and take care. Good night, everyone.